is one who already washed for bread, or one who did not yet wash for bread, allowed to make a bracha of al-netilas yadayim to be mochi one who does not know how to make the bracha. Michael from New York. This is a big she'ela. If one is washing for bread himself, then he can be mochi someone else who's washing for bread in the bracha. However, if he's not washing himself, then there is a question whether this is like a birchas hamitzvah, where one Jew can make the bracha for another Jew, even though he himself is not doing the mitzvah, because of arevus, because of mutual responsibility, or is it like a birchas hanehenin, where one is eating, unless the other person is eating, he can't make a bracha to be motzi the person who's eating, since the bracha is dependent on eating. And since I don't have to eat and I'm not eating, I don't have responsibility to make a bracha for someone else. And therefore I can't make them fulfill their bracha with the bracha I'm making since I'm not eating at the time. There's a question about shechita. Since one does not have to shecht, unless he wants to eat meat, if someone is shechting and can't make the bracha, can someone else make the bracha for him? Is shechita a birchas hamitzvah, and therefore you can? That's what the Chasam Sofer says. Or, since I don't have to shecht, therefore I can't make someone else fulfill I can't break the bracha for someone else who decides he wants to shecht. Shechting depends on will, just like eating. And the Tilas Shadayim would be similar to that. However, there are other considerations, and therefore, out of doubt, one should not make the bracha for someone else if he himself is not washing to eat at the time. However, there's an exception. If you're washing to eat matzah the first night of Pesach and fulfill the mitzvah, since you can be mochi the person with the bracha on the matzah, you can be mochi on the Tilas Yadayim also. Or if you are washing to eat in the sukkah, the first night of sukkahs would be the same halacha.